things that we're going to specifically be going after in prayer. Those will be up on the screen so that you kind of have an idea of where we're going. But here's the thing. I would love for you to participate in a way that you can even come down and pray on the mic. And so if the Lord leads you at some point during one or more than one of the prayer points to come and pray openly, like the Lord leads you to do that, I want you to come down here where Jay and Laura Lee are, and we're going to have you sit down so that we can do it in a way that is somewhat orderly. But this isn't just about me or one of the people praying, this is a congregational thing. We want to be a body and all of us pray. And so, otherwise we have set up who's praying and we'll go from there. And so, I want to pray over you. Our fast began today. I'm excited about this fast. I feel that we're going to see some major breakthrough in our lives and in this country. And so I want to pray right now against retaliation, against the plan of the enemy to come after you, come after your family. And so would you guys stand with me? Let's just seek the heart of God today. Thank you, God, for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for leading us into a corporate fast. And we declare today, God, your protection over our lives, over our families. We pray, God, that as we go into this 40-day fast and we seek your face, Lord, we pray for just an outpouring of your Spirit upon us, an outpouring of your Spirit upon our nation in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray against retaliation of the enemy. I pray against family squabbles and things, the division the enemy wants to cause. I pray for unity in your spirit. I pray for unity in our hearts. And I pray tonight, God, you would be glorified and magnified above all else. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We pray for just a real stirring in our hearts tonight. We worship you. We give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we come into your presence. We come right in. No holding back. No holding back. Come right into your presence. Right in. No holding back. No waiting. Come right into your presence. Not home. We come tonight to lay ourselves aside. To lay ourselves aside. Have your way, have your way, have your way.
I have a word I feel like I need to share with you. I just had a bit of a vision a minute ago, and here's what I saw. I saw the body of Christ standing in this sand, and I saw what looked like a tidal wave coming, and the closer it got, the more I realized it was actually fire. And the fire came and it crashed upon the body. But it wasn't a bad thing. It was a refining thing. And I saw the body of Christ standing like gold, but in our hands we were holding bread. And I heard the word harvest, and I saw the body of Christ standing as gold, and the refiner's fire that washed over the body of Christ prepared the body in a way for the harvest that can only come through fire. And I see a time, I believe that we're in a time, but I see an increase even in this refining fire. And it's not something to be afraid of, nor is it something to worry about, but I see the body of Christ arising in gold and holding bread for the harvest. I believe the Lord is about to shift something within the body of Christ. What we are currently doing is not working, and God is shifting us and refining us and providing in our hands the bread necessary to feed those who are coming in for the harvest. And so prepare yourself for a refiner's fire. Thank you, Lord.
I saw the body of Christ standing at Niagara Falls, of all places. I wanted to see what it meant, and I didn't have time to look at it. So if you want to know, you can look up Niagara and see what it means. But we're standing there, and our hands are linked, and we're looking over the edge. And I mean, now historically, people go over those falls, and they make headlines, right? I mean, they are like, wow, something amazing. Somebody just did something amazing. God wants us to go over the falls. He wants to attract the attention of the world to the body of Christ, to the bride. Because the bride has something to say and something to give. And the bride is the purest example of Jesus here on earth, right? Who's going over the falls tonight? I mean, what keeps us from going over? Fear of man. Fear of ourselves. Fear of the Holy Ghost. Some of us are afraid of the Holy Ghost. Let's just be real. We don't have to fear the Holy Spirit. Fear Him, right? In other words, I love Him so much, whatever He wants, I'm going. I'm going over the falls. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So we're going to just stay in this attitude of prayer and worship right now. And there are a lot of things we could pray about. Don't sit down. Stand up. I want you to stand with me. One of the things that's coming up that we all know about that is crucial right now is the next Supreme Court justice is about to be announced, and Supreme Court justices, that is the highest court in the land as far as natural court. There is no court beyond that. There is no appeal beyond that. They are the final say, if you will, and the person who is appointed for their life, for the rest of their life. So it is crucial that the person who is put in this position is a person of impeccable moral character, someone of integrity. And so I want to pray right now. That's the first thing we're going to pray for, is the character of the nominee that President Trump is going to be announcing. So I said this in the beginning. I want to reiterate that if the Lord leads you during any of these prayer points that you want to pray out loud as well, that you would come and just seat yourself down here with Jay, and we will try to get to whoever comes down. No promises, but we'll do what we can. And so, did you want to say something?
One thing that I wanted to kind of throw out here tonight that the Lord was reminding me of, when He called us to do this fast, He told me, I want you to fix your eyes on the joy set before you and why you're going to endure through this. Because it's not about me, it's about those that we're contending for, that we're fighting for their freedom. We're fighting for a nation right now through prayer and fasting. And so I wanted to kind of give that to you guys, because there's going to be hard moments in this. But remember, it's for the joy set before us, why we endure, because it is crucial. Oh. So I was asking her what the number 15 meant tonight. I don't know. I can't remember what was happening. The Lord reminded me when we were talking about the harvest. He reminded me that when I got pregnant with Kiana, there was a prophetic word released by Patricia King. I didn't know I was having a girl. But the word was, there's going to be an unusual amount of births in the body of Christ in this time frame. And it's going to be marked by females, and they're going to mark the harvest. Well, Kiana's middle name was not supposed to be Harvest. At this point, it was supposed to be Ray after my mom. And when I heard that prophetic word, I had to change her name, and she's 15 now. And the Lord just was speaking to me about a fulfillment of a word over this nation. So, Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you that we are in incredible times. Father, we thank you that we have an incredible opportunity right now, Lord, to see a new justice place in the Supreme Court, Lord. Father, I thank you that, and I believe it's going to be a female. Father, thank you that she is a woman of divine love. Father, that joy overflows in her, peace that subdues. She is a woman of patience that endures. Kindness is an action in her life, a life full of virtue. Faith that prevails, gentleness of heart and strength of spirit, Father. I just pray for, Father, this woman, Father, that you have destined from the beginning of time. Lord, there is a call on her life to do incredible things, Lord. And I just pray, Father, your blessing over her, Father. I thank you for all that you've spent meticulously pouring into her life from the moment of conception. Father, that she was created for a time like this, Lord. And so we just thank you for her. We thank you, Lord, that she's going to be an incredible woman of integrity and honor, Father, that she will uphold the Constitution of the United States, Father, in rulings that are going to come through the Supreme Court, Father. And we really believe, Father, we're going to see the overturning of Roe versus Wade due to this new appointment, Father. And so we just thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord.
Proverbs 11:3 says, integrity will lead you to success and happiness, but treachery will destroy your dreams. And so I want to pray right now for integrity and moral character. So, Father, thank you for this appointment, this nominee that's coming forth. And we declare that they will be a person of integrity and moral character. I pray, God, that they would seek your face in all their decisions, that they would be wise to counsel with you, that, God, that wisdom would pour out of them as they seek your face, that, God, you would bring about those in the Supreme Court, Lord, who would care about life, who would care about the things that are important to you. So we declare today that the nomination being brought forth by President Trump will be a woman or a man of absolute stellar integrity and moral character, that the fiber of who they are would be reflective of the character of God. Thank you, Lord, for a nation that is founded in the principles and the character of God. And so we declare those who represent you in the highest court would also reflect your glory, would reflect your character. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we call forth the right person for that position in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we will not sit still until that position is filled. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Integrity, integrity, integrity in Jesus' name. Come on, a woman or a man of integrity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, justice. Yeah, let justice be in their heart, God. Let justice be in their heart, God. Thank you, Lord, for life. Life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call it forth, Lord. We call it forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Church, I'm challenging you to pray for this nominee as if she was your mother, as if she was your sister, as if she was your daughter, as if she was your aunt, as if she was your own flesh and blood. Place her before you and pray for her as she is going to fill the seat of the highest court in this nation. I bring her before you. I bring her before you. Pray for her like she is your own flesh and blood for the future of this nation. Pray against all kickback as we pray for the justices of the Supreme Court. It would be made of people who love justice and hate injustice. We are determined to pray for this process for protection for her and her family and her associates. Father, we pray Psalm 91 over her. Lord, that the one that you appoint, God, will remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Lord, we declare that every shadow that lurks in darkness will dissipate under the shadow of your wings, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that this person will not fear the terror of the night, nor of the arrow or the evil slanders that fly by day. What are the slanders? Lord, we come up against every high and lofty thought. We come up against every contrary word, every accusation, every incantation. Lord, we refute those in Jesus' name. Father, every hex, every vex, every witchcraft prayer, every word curse, God, cast it down by your mighty power. Protect this nominee. Protect them in this process. Protect their family, God. That strengthen them in the inner man that they would withstand the resistance, God. Strengthen them in the inner man that they would withstand the accusation that would come against them, God. Thank you, Lord. We plead your blood over this family. thank you, Lord. We appoint angels over them, Lord, that they would bear this nominee up on their hands lest they dash their foot against a stone. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that the person that you have appointed, God, they will not be moved, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We refute every tongue that accuses them. Father, I pray that every false testimony, every lie about them would just fall lifeless to the ground now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I just declare Isaiah 49 over this person. Isaiah 49 says this, "Listen to me, you islands, O you coastlands, hearken from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He has named my name. He has made my tongue like a sharp sword. My words will cut and penetrate." So Father, we just declare that this nominee of this justice, the one that you appoint, that they would be protected, that the tongue, that their tongue, it cuts like a sword, that it cuts with justice and truth and righteousness, that even as those words come up against them, that the traps that are laid before her would trap those that are trying to trap her, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have made her tongue like a sharp sword. Thank you. And you protect her family and her, or whoever it is that Trump's going to release, God. We believe it. We're going to come to you for victory. We're praying this through. God, we trust and believe that you will encompass this person and protect them in Jesus' name. Against every assignment from hell, you're going to protect them in Jesus' name and their family and their children in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Justice. Father, we thank you that in this great nation that we have a justice system. Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. But we thank you, Father, that we have on this earth, in this nation, a system that we declare would emulate your justice. Jeremiah 9:24. The Lord does what's right and sets things right and fair. And he delights in those who do the same things. Those are his trademarks. So we just declare over our justice system that its trademarks would be right and fair. Again, Jeremiah 9:24 amplified, "I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these are the things I delight in, says the Lord." So we declare over our justice system that it would be something you delight in, Lord. Jeremiah 9:24 NIV, "I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. In these I delight." We thank you, Father, and we declare that our justice system would have righteousness on the earth.
Like the Lord wants us to do a prophetic act. And in the spirit, I want us to lay hands on the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Because we are spiritual beings and time and distance does not separate us. So we can go anywhere in the spirit we want to go. And tonight we're going to D.C. and we're going to put our hands on that building. And we are declaring the will of the Lord over the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And so, Father, tonight I thank you. I thank you for the men and the women who fought for this great nation. I thank you, God, for the Constitution and the framers of that Constitution. And, Father, I thank you for those in the Supreme Court who love the Constitution and who love you, God. who love you above all else. And so tonight, Lord, we prophetically place our hands upon the Supreme Court building and we declare that it is the Lord's. That this building stands for righteousness and justice and truth and for the rule of law in the United States of America. And we break off every Jezebel spirit who has raised her tongue against you, God, or who has raised her tongue against the Supreme Court. And we declare tonight that this justice that is going to be placed, Father, and I say it with conviction by your very own hand, Father, I bless them. I bless her or him. I believe it's a her. I bless them. I bless their comings in and their goings out. I bless them as they lie down and I bless them as they rise up. I bless them as they walk by the wayside. I bless their relationships, God, that they would be holy. And Lord, I pray that you would cut off every unholy alliance that would try to connect to them in Jesus' name. And Father, I bless their mind, that they, as a believer, have the mind of Christ. And we declare that. We declare truth and justice in the Supreme Court of America. In Jesus' name.
Are you